So, Keith,
Yeah.
how do you write, especially musical songs that connect to your audience? Do you have a keyboard by your side? Happen to?
I'm sitting in my room.
I
Yeah,
just give it to you.
When I write, I tend to write lyrics, right? So there will be
That sounds so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I wrote a song about our community whenever we realized that all of our work had stopped and that we really needed each other. It's like, if we ever needed each other, we need each other now. If we can depend on each other, we'll find a way somehow. We can overcome all the darkness. We'll make it through the night for strength. And for hope for the world, we need each other now. So see, I had a, it all came together in a, the music, the lyrics, the sounds, it felt right. So then that came really, really easily because when I write, I tend to write for a purpose. So let's say if I'm writing a musical, I'm writing, okay, there's a character and something's happening, so I'm going to write the song that goes with whatever's going on with the character. If I'm writing like a comedy song, usually like somebody will give me a like an idea and I'll just like focus on that idea until the words start to come together, and then after that, then the lyrics come together pretty quickly. But I tend to write really, really wordy songs. People appreciate this. And so people like scream at me and they go, how, why are there so many words? I can't remember them.
Yeah.
But that's just the way I write.
Which is perfect for musicals.
It can be. And then, you know, so I purposely have written a couple of songs that only have one lyric in them. You know, like I wrote a song called Shut Up. All it is shut up, shut up. Shut up, shut up. You know, it was like, that was fun. And we put voices with it, made it a little Harmony Manhattan Transfer kind of thing. It's really cool. Something kind of personal, like months and maybe you know, you think you're looking okay and you're feeling pretty good and you really haven't stepped on the scale in a while. And then somebody takes a picture of you at a party and or post it online, you look and you go, who's that person? And you go, oh my God, that's me. So
Right.
I literally had that experience and maybe, you know, like start watching what I ate and go out and start exercising. But I literally, it was a song, it was like, why didn't anybody tell me I was fat? You know? And so it turned out to be such a fun little song just about, you know, people could have told
Want
me. Oh my God. I'll tell you what I'd like to show you. Something I wrote about the pandemic.
Okay.
Kind of cool. I'll sing a little of this for you. It's really
Yes,
fun.
please.
Well, there's a lunacy in society. It's really quite obscene. It's something called Corona. Not the beer, but the evil COVID-19. We're all self-sheltered and quarantined. So Zoom a happy hour while we all live stream. Whatever we've got to do to find a way to make it through. It's just a pandemic, pandemonium with measures so draconian. I'm tired of being alone. I miss hugs and kisses, but the governor insists that we continue social distancing, standing 6 feet away. Back off, watch your pinkies and pray, and maybe we can lose the pandemic, pandemonium blues. Anyway, that's the pandemic, pandemonium blues.
I love it.
So yeah, it's fun. I'm gonna try to get a good demo of it, a good video, and then try to get it out. When
You
we start
should.
doing composer showcases again, you know, in real time. Right now we've been doing what I call highlights, where I'll put together a whole bunch of videos from past showcases and share, you know, once again, remember that, you know, this moment, this is, I loved when this happened, and I share a whole evening of that. So the showcases continues to live
until we can get back together and do it live again. And so that's what we're crossing our fingers for.
What's the key to write songs like that connect to your audience?
I think you have to kind of know your audience, first of all, and kind of know where things are in the world. Mm-hmm. I think always things that are in some way topical, and they don't have to be political. I think it's a mistake to say too many things need to be political. Whenever your music needs to go beyond politics, and it needs to go beyond our differences and connect us and bring us together. So whatever we can do, and usually universal messages, even if they feel like if you're a real bleeding heart liberal, or if you're like somebody who's real conservative, certain messages are universal and will transcend. I remember right after 1 October, a friend of mine wrote a song, "Have We Had Enough Yet?" And it was a really wonderful song. And he reached out to the community. And he got all these people to come into the studio and do a video and do a recording. And then they performed it at the Composer Showcase. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I just noticed, because I know these people, I know who is, right-wing and left-wing, and who's a Buddhist and who's an atheist and who's, Catholic and a Jew and, whoever is, whatever they are. And I watched and I became very aware that all these people would ordinarily never be on the same page about things. And here they are, on stage together, singing something that makes them feel about, a real reaction about something that happened to us as a community. And so, boy, talk about a powerful message and a powerful experience whenever people who from different thought patterns and ideologies can come together and just know that we're sharing a planet, and we're sharing, we're here, we're in this together. I was very proud of my community for doing this.
Beautiful, power of music.
Yes.
What kind of advice would you give to upcoming composers who aspire to do musicals?
Well, I would say two things. One, know that songwriting, music writing, is a craft. And so there are ways that you can work on it and do better. When I started out, I wasn't a particularly good writer, especially with pop songs, because I would just kind of, write whatever came out of me, and I thought it was real good. But then I got acquainted with some writers who were more established, who had actually had some success in the business. And they taught me, little things like you need to have a hook, and the hook needs to happen in the first 30 to 40 seconds of the song. And if it doesn't, then we're going to turn you off. Right. I was like, wow, so you can turn off my song. My song's so good. But they were like, yeah, that's just the way it is. So there are rules that you can learn. Then you can learn to break the rules. But it's real important that you work on your craft and think of it as a craft. And then the other thing I would say is authenticity, always looking inside of who you are and what you have to say. I have my truth. And my truth is when I write certain songs, it comes through me that way. Now, let's say I'm writing a musical and I'm trying to write something for a character. At the same token, I need to be able to say, okay, who is this character? What is that character's truth? And it's a little more difficult to do that, but you have to go through the same process of getting really real about what that character would be thinking, what they'd be saying, and why. And then only then does it even sound truthful that someone would be expressing themselves in that way. So truth, without even knowing it, audiences, people who listen to music respond to truth.
Yes.
And if it's phony, if it's crap, they know it and they just turn it away.
Fantastic. This is going to be your last question that I want to ask you. What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Oh, my God. My 20-year-old self? I probably would say maybe work a little harder. Maybe it's so hard. When I look back on my life and my career, I look where I am today, I can't help but thinking maybe I would be further along or farther along, or whichever one it is, if I had been a little more driven or a little less happy, because I think that people who are dissatisfied with their lives and they want more get further.
You said less happy? If you are less happy.
I'm a happy person. And I've
which is great.
It is great, but it also, sometimes you're like, okay, I'm happy today, so I don't really need to get out there and bust my butt and hit the pavement and because I'm happy with life. Life is wonderful. And so I don't know if I would give myself the advice to say, Don't be so happy. But
did you get that from your parents or?
No, I got it. I don't know. Do you believe in reincarnation in past lives and things like
yes.
that? I really think that in some other life, I might have been suffering a lot because for some reason, this time around, it's not that I'm particularly, you know, well off or, but my life has been filled with sweet and beautiful moments and wonderful people and music. I mean, my God, you know, I'm so blessed and fortunate and I'm constantly aware of that. So yeah, sometimes I get scared and sometimes I get unhappy and the COVID thing is really frightening. And who doesn't get a little down and depressed every once in a while? But overall, I would think in general, I've been a very blessed person.
That's so, a gift.
It is a gift. And that is why it's, I think that I've come back to the, I keep coming back to wanting to give back to the community, always wanting to be a channel of goodness because I feel like I've been blessed with such goodness. People have been kind and good to me all my life and pay it forward. You know, I think that's really kind of something that that resonates with me.
Great, because it's all about happiness and you mm-hmm. will never get sick that way.
I hope not. I mean, you know, we've all, you know, had my share of colds and flus and things like that. But yes, I won't get sick from like bitterness and anger and all those things because...
Exactly. Well, it was a blast talking to you. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences and the little live performances.
Absolutely. I'm always happy to, you know, my songs, get them out there.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Keith. Until we meet again. Sayonara.
All right. Sayonara. Goodbye, Tomoko.